wonderful program called Beyond the Horizon coming up with the San Antonio Choral Society. And here in our studios is Jennifer Safeman. Good to have you.
Great to be here, John. Thank you.
I know sometimes you hear 20th century music and people go, oh, no. But I think it, really with choral music, that's often not the case, actually, that there's so many gorgeous melodies and there's such a wonderful tradition. What are you guys featuring on this 20th and 21st century program?
Well, like you said, I think sometimes you say, you know, 20th century music, and it sounds a little scary and intimidating. But these works have been very accessible and, you know, still very much in the 20th century style. But we'll be featuring a work called Fern Hill by John Carigliano. These are all works of American 20th and 21st century composers. And then our soloist, Crystal Jarrell, our mezzo-soprano, will be doing one of the art songs from Ned Roram's Santa Fe Songs with strings. And we'll feature another work by Dan Forrest called Stars from his three nocturnes. And then we'll be concluding the concert with the beloved Chichester Psalms by Leonard Bernstein. So really a just incredibly fun program.
And this also has very wonderful words. The poetry and the texts that go along with these things are very interesting as well, I bet.
They all are based on poetry. And the way I've kind of tied this concert together is what lies behind us, what lies before us, what lies beyond us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. So each of these works kind of highlights one of those aspects. And so the theme is kind of based on that Ralph Waldo Emerson quote, you know, the famous quote. So
it is Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. This is a gorgeous space. I really loved the Travis Park Church downtown, and it's got to be fun to sing in, I bet.
It's a fantastic space for choral orchestral works. We did the Mozart Requiem there last year, and it's just a very friendly space to sing in. You're able to hear everything. There's not a big reverb, so you're not fighting with that aspect of trying to hold things together. But it's just very vibrant, a great acoustic to be in.
I have to ask, do you have a soprano for the Bernstein second movement, or do you have a male alto? What are you guys doing
right
for that second movement? Because it's such a gorgeous melody.
Absolutely. And that's just one of the highlights, you know, one of the many highlights in the concert. Well, Bernstein stipulates that you shouldn't use a female voice for that because it's supposed to represent David with his harp, like David the psalmist, you know, who wrote the Psalms, the biblical Psalms. So we have one of our high school mentees that's going to sing countertenor. I'm not going to call it a boy soprano, but he still has that range. He sings tenor regularly in our choir and just sounds gorgeous and shimmering on that solo. So he's going to be our soloist.
Oh, excellent. Well, it's a really fun program. I know this is coming to close for 48 seasons. Are you guys looking forward already to 49? And if someone goes and is so moved, is there an audition process that you guys have for joining the choral?
Yes. This will be the end of our 48th season, and it's been an incredible year. I mean, we were part of the Brahms Festival. We did Luminaria this year. Just all kinds of things. We did Gabrielli with the San Antonio Brass in the fall. So it's been really jam-packed, and we're looking ahead to next season. We already have some great projects in the works, and even beyond that to our 50th anniversary season, which is the following year, we're already starting to plan for that. So we'd love to have interested people that are looking to be part of a choral group like this. We have auditions at the beginning of August, so we'll have that information on our website, which is www.sachoralsociety.org. And so if you're interested, please look us up on the website and, you know, email for more information.
Definitely. And check it out. It's Sunday afternoon at 3, and this is just a diverse program. And as you have this wonderful sort of theme that I think will flow nicely.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks for coming in, Jennifer.
Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it.